We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for joining us on this Saturday where we are here every Saturday this week from 12 to 1, and appreciate you joining us for this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle here high atop the worldwide headquarters of Talk 1370, the right choice over in West Austin. We got Matt Alvarez producing the show today. Good job there getting us in this weekend, Matt, and Lynn Woolley is in studio, and happy Saturday to you as you're running around doing some errands and maybe returning some Christmas presents and starting your spring yard work or who knows what. But be sure and check us out every day or when you can, how you can, when you can, at TexasInsider.org, where we post about 10 or 15 articles a day, keeping you on the inside of Texas politics. As we always like to say, you're either an insider or you're not. And check us out also on Facebook and Twitter at just Texas Insider. We have about 40,000 followers. As a matter of fact, Lynn, I don't know. I tell you what it is this is border security stuff driving our numbers. We gained 1,000 Facebook followers this week, which is, I mean, we gain about 100 or two every week, but 1,000 is something else. And we're going to get into the border issue, but boy, howdy, what another wonderful week for Texas politics with the president coming down to McAllen and our attorney general and our two state senators joining him and taking up the discussion a little bit, I guess, is the way I'd describe it. And the government shutdown, of course, is still now going on in record-setting territory as we're into the 22nd or 23rd and 24th days of the government, quote-unquote, government shutdown. I do want to make note that you'll notice all the talking heads these days, as we've talked about before. The phrase government shutdown in and of itself is, if not necessarily a lie, which some people will call it, it's certainly not accurate because it's not a full government shutdown. All the talking heads are saying partial government shutdown. I've got to reassure any of you listeners, by statute, things like Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, border security, federal law enforcement are by statute precluded from any government shutdown. So all that stuff continues to go on uninterrupted. You throw on top of that the fact that the Congress has already passed budgets for the Department of Defense, the Department of Energy, where former Governor Rick Perry is leading that agency. The Department of Health and Human Services has been funded. Veterans Affairs has been funded. So you throw it all in together. Granted, the numbers thrown around, 800,000 people didn't get their paycheck because we officially hit a payday. But it is not a full government shutdown. We've had 20 of these things, Lynn Woolley, since 1974. And give us your read. That's my little thumbnail on the week, whether it's the border visit by President Trump or the quote-unquote shutdown, which I think is going to go on for a while. What a week, no doubt.
Well, it is indeed, Jim. Thank you for having me on. I'd like to ask you a quick question. You remember all the controversies and how there was such gnashing of teeth during all those government shutdowns during the Reagan administration, Nixon, Carter. Remember all that? It drug on for weeks. No. These government shutdowns happened, and they were little noticed. They were considered sort of a parliamentary thing, a little bit of a way to get something done, like reconciliation is, yes, or like a two-thirds majority or something like that. It was just a part of the government. And it's very interesting. The Social Security checks went out, and so the Democrats don't have that. Would you like to take a guess? And being Jim Cardle, you probably know. What are the Democrats now using, and it's a union issue, as the number one reason that we should end this government shutdown right now?
Paychecks.
Air traffic controllers.
Air traffic controllers, really?
Yeah, you got a guy by the name of Joe DePete. He's president of the Airline Pilots Association, and the traffic controllers are affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you fly, you know, you've got to understand we may have some upset, mad, and unattentive traffic controllers.
Well, they I think what you're alluding to, though, is the demagoguery that goes around
exactly
these issues. And I've mentioned it before. I'll mention it again. With these quote-unquote government shutdowns or partial government shutdowns or whatever you want to call them, they are, in fact, a tool that the president has been granted by Congress.
Precisely.
And it is for the reason that Donald Trump is using it to get – to be a leverage point to get Congress to do something that they – for whatever the reason is – we all know it's politics and denying Donald Trump a win. Literally, that's all it is, because it's hurting – the most needy and some of the immigrant factors involved here. But this is exactly what the president is supposed to do. It's a tool of his in his toolbox to be able to force Congress, which clearly hasn't done its job.
You want to guess what the big dig cost in Boston? Now, this was something that left-wingers up in Boston wanted to do. It never did work very well. It was a highway project that was plagued by engineering incompetence, according to Michelle Malkin.
I've been to the big dig.
And endless cost overruns. It ended up being over $25 billion. Now, $25 billion, coincidentally, is the number that's thrown around. If we want to build the entire wall, Trump's only asking to build a little bit of wall here. What about the high-speed rail in California? You want to know what we've spent on that so far in taxpayer money?
I bet it's more than $25 billion.
$100 billion and... It's a total loss at this point.
Now,
Nothing about that train works.
Wait a minute. It's already been spent.
Let me see. Let me read you the quote from Michelle Malkin. California's high-speed rail boondoggle is a $100 billion bullet train to nowhere. Governor Jerry Brown promised a 2020 completion date for this miracle transportation system. The latest estimates predict it won't open until at least 2033. And the costs keep going.
And I'm telling you, Lynn, I'm glad you mentioned that, because some of our listeners, it was about 10 or 15 years ago when the big dig that you mentioned up in Boston, which is literally a tunnel underneath the city to get you from one side to the other, and they got water issues with the Boston Harbor being right there. That was a big issue. But remember the bridge to nowhere up in Alaska. And the point being that, again, and this is why people across America are so fed up and the Congress critters' ratings are so low, is the hypocrisy through all this, where they're for something, maybe if it's in their state, that's understandable of sorts, although it's frustrating. That's what politicians do, is bring home the bacon. But being for these boondoggles and expenditures of billions of dollars, but yet not coming around and being willing to support this one just because it's the person offering it.
Well, when Ma and Pa Kettle walked out there to answer Donald Trump on his speech, I'm sorry, I meant Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
Wasn't that something?
And they're telling us with a straight face that they don't want to spend this money because it's a waste of money. Since when have the Democrats ever cared about wasting money? Since when?
That
has nothing to do with it. The reason they don't.
Legitimate question.
Exactly. And the reason that they don't want this, Jim, is because they want the border to be open.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. More voters, as people have alleged.
Now, you know who Anna Navarro is?
Yes, the commentator on
CNN. Did you see where they had a split screen? It was Chris Cuomo in the middle, whom I actually kind of respect. I think he's their best guy.
He's not bad.
On his, to my right, watching, there was a conservative, don't remember who it was, and he was talking about the illegal immigrants who have murdered people. Now, over on the other side of the screen was Anna Navarro, who pulled out a fingernail file and began to file her nails.
That has been flying around Facebook. I did not realize what the subject was.
That's what it was. And I'll tell you what, I've done that hold their feet to the fire thing three times now in Washington, D.C. at the Phoenix Park Hotel.
And that's where a bunch of you reporters from across the nation get in contact.
All talk show. We could do this show from there one of these days, and maybe we will. But they bring in, it's all about border security, and they bring in angel families who have had people murdered, and they have so many that 40 talk shows can't interview them all. This is a big problem.
Wow. And before we go to break here, I'm going to mention that if you go to Texas Insider right now, Lynn, one of the top stories there is an article that we posted earlier in the week. It's entitled, "Will Democrats Ever Agree to the border fence strategy they want supported by Byron York that a lot of folks know. And just to give you an indication, we are always happy when we get over 100 Facebook likes on a story, but this has had over 7,000 mm-hmm. Facebook likes, and it's people that – and Sean Hannity's been talking it here on Talk 1370 this week, where you had Chuck Schumer vote for the border fence before. You had even then Senator Barack Obama, before he came president, voting for the border wall, and Hillary Clinton. They can't seem to come around this time. And there's others, Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin is the number two in the Senate. You got some of these guys are known from the Kavanaugh hearings for the Supreme Court, Blumenthal, Coons, Feinstein, Gillibrand's going to be running for president, as is Amy
Excuse
Klobuchar.
Excuse me if I laugh at that.
And the thing is that Chuck Schumer comes out and says, you know, the border wall back in 2006, the border wall would provide a significant barrier to illegal immigration. And Chuck Schumer in 2009 mm-hmm. said, quote, Americans don't like illegal immigration. Quote, illegal immigration is wrong. Quote, people illegally in the U.S. are illegal aliens. They are not undocumented. Quote, border fence made the southern border far more secure, created a significant barrier to illegal immigration. So said Chuck Schumer in 2009.
Well, what's the difference?
And we got 30 seconds.
What's the difference? The difference is that Donald J. Trump is president of the United States, and anything Trump is for, they're going to be against.
Yep. Okay, folks, we're going to take a commercial break here on the Texas Insider Show. Appreciate you joining us this weekend and every weekend here during the noon hour on Saturdays. And we'll come right back to talk more about some of the specifics about what the effects are of this quote-unquote shutdown and Donald Trump's visit right here on Talk 1370, the Texas Insider Show.
All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. It's not in the way you look or the things that you say that you do.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for joining us this lovely Saturday afternoon here in what I always like to call the nation's 11th largest city. That would be lovely downtown Austin, Texas. And welcome back to the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon in the lunch hour. Appreciate you joining us. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, where we post about 10 to 15 articles every day, keeping you on the inside of Texas and national politics. And you too can be one of the 40,000 plus Facebook and Twitter followers that we got at just Texas Insider on Facebook. And remember, as we always like to say, you're either an insider or not. But Lynn Woolley's joined us in the studio this weekend. I want to keep going on this story of the week, frankly, whether it was Donald Trump's address to the nation on Tuesday and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's response thereafter. And then President Trump comes down and makes a visit on Thursday, joined by our senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz, as well as Attorney General Ken Paxton and some others, visit Texas and actually see what's going on down there on the border. But Lynn, I want to get your take on something, because this two things really amaze me. President Trump, in his inaugural address back 18 months ago, mm-hmm. or 2 years plus now, said, mm-hmm. quote, we defended other nations' borders while refusing to defend our own. Do you know that we have 28,000 troops, 28,000 Americans defending the border over between South and North Korea right now? We've got 50,000 soldiers in Japan. We spend billions of dollars over in the Middle East, everybody knows, trying to defend borders and keep the warring parties at bay over there. Even the most outlandish estimate of what the border wall is going to cost down on the southern border of the United States just pales in what we compared to what we spend around the globe. And yet Democrats, for some reason, refuse to a measly. This is pocket change. I mean, granted, $1 billion is a lot of money, but a measly $1.5 billion to $5 billion.
They waste more money than that just in an afternoon in Washington D.C. You are absolutely right. Trump Trump said something in that news conference that I'd never heard it put that way. I just thought it was great. I'm sure he didn't originate it. But he said countries like when they built the Berlin Wall, mm-hmm. they built the Berlin Wall to hold people in. He said people in America build walls around their houses because they love the people inside their houses. And they want to keep bad people out.
Not because they hate the people outside.
But because they love the people inside.
From my wife to about a dozen other people that I've talked to since that Tuesday address, that was the key line.
And then Pelosi and Schumer come out and prove that the war on drugs has not worked. Because they look like they were stoned out of their heads. Have you ever seen it? Can I do my Chuck Schumer impersonation?
Sure, sure.
Or Pelosi comes out and she has that deer in the headlights look. Mm-hmm. And she'd just gotten a fresh paint job on her face and it was a little overdone.
Uh-huh.
And she throws it to Schumer and this is the best I can do. Thank you, Speaker Pelosi.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yep.
It sounded like he was in third grade and he was reading a cue card. But Trump goes down to McAllen. He says, if we had a barrier, this is a direct quote, if we had a barrier of any kind, a powerful barrier, whether it's steel or concrete, we would stop it cold. I believe Democrats are on board with that. I believe they believe that, too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want it stopped cold.
Mm-hmm.
They have decided that for their party to work, they have to have a coalition of every so-called oppressed minority,
mm-hmm.
Illegal aliens that they will work then to get the vote for, unions, and the ultra-rich, like Warren Buffett.
Literally.
And that sort of
literally.
Thing. And so if they...
Very
if they,
good point.
They wouldn't even be against the wall if they didn't think it would work.
And the thing that Donald Trump also, I think, is effective that he's mentioned... The line, and I want to repeat it, people don't build walls around their house because they hate those outside. It's because they love those within.
Isn't that a beautiful line?
It really is, and it resonates, I think, with millions of Americans. But when he's quoting how former President Barack and Michelle Obama, they bought a house now that they're not the president and first lady anymore in a Tony fancy neighborhood up in near Georgetown in Washington, D.C., and what was one of the first things they did? They started making repairs and improvements, and one of the first things they did was put up a wall, a 10-foot wall, which Donald Trump says, quote, President and Mrs. Obama built a 10-foot wall around their D.C. mansion compound. I totally agree. It's necessary for their safety. The U.S. needs the same thing, only a slightly bigger version.
Do you know what the Democrats' response to Trump's comment was?
What?
It's only an 8-foot wall.
Seriously?
Seriously. That's what they came back and said. It's only an 8-foot wall. I'd like an 8-foot wall.
Yeah, I mean.
I live in a rough neighborhood of Temple, I'll tell you right now. But no, it's like, do you think Warren Buffett doesn't have a, here in Austin, who's our richest citizen?
Michael Dell.
Do you think Michael Dell has a fence, or could you and I walk right up to the house and ring the doorbell?
He not only has a fence, a lot of folks don't know this. He's maybe the kids have graduated, but he had to have security for his kids.
And that's a shame, but he has to do it, and he does it because it's a necessary thing.
Yes.
And I don't begrudge the Obamas their 8-foot fence.
Because it's a necessary
thing. It's a necessary thing. And nothing else that we have tried, and there's one thing we haven't tried yet, has stemmed this flow of illegals, and the one thing that we have not tried is actually enforcing laws on the books.
Mm-hmm. I always say that's the key thing as coming from a family of doctors. They will tell you that you don't treat the symptoms. The symptoms is we've got illegal immigration, and the real disease and the thing that the doctor would treat is our immigration system. And for the life of me, let me get your input on this. I don't understand why Chuck Schumer has said and Nancy Pelosi have said that Donald Trump's not going to get his wall, no how, no way, zip, zero, nada, all these things that they're referring to, because that's their leverage. Is to actually say we will negotiate over a dollar amount, but they're saying
you mean the C word is not being used, compromise.
Yes.
So what if Pelosi and Schumer got in a room with Trump like they did the other day?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to comment on that in a minute too, because I have a strong take on that. What if they said, Mr. President, what if we give you $3.5 billion now? You reopen the government. You've got $3.5 billion in the can. And we'll talk about the other couple of billion later.
It seems like the logical thing to do.
I bet Trump would do it in
a New York minute.
Absolutely.
Because he's a pragmatist and he solves problems.
Now, the other thing
I wanted to mention. People elected him.
I take the Dallas Morning News.
Okay.
The Dallas Morning News and the Temple Daily Telegram I also take because I live in Temple. Both of those papers had a headline that came from AP. The Morning News may have come from Todd Gilman, their Washington guy. And the headline was, Trump storms out of meeting.
I saw that.
Kevin McCarthy said that did not happen.
Kevin McCarthy being the senior Republican in the House of Representatives.
And he was in that meeting.
Yes.
Said that did not happen. Pelosi said it did. The papers all went with Pelosi.
They're misrepresenting the story. But it just is there for the taking is I think what you're confirming and is my point, that the C word, compromise. What is it that Americans can't expect from their political leaders anymore
but
to
look,
solve a stinking problem?
If you were Schumer and Pelosi and you had a rational base, you could go say, look, okay, we gave him $3.5 billion. It's not a lot of money, but we got the government open. The paychecks are flowing. The traffic controllers are working. Trump could go to his base and say, look, I didn't get everything I asked for, but we got a start on what I wanted.
Right.
And they both declare victory and you move on. But when you're right, there can be absolutely no decision made between the two sides when one comes out and says, our answer is no. No matter what you put on the table, our answer is no. Now, if you, Jim Carter, are Donald Trump, and Pelosi looks at you in a compromise meeting and says, no, we're not giving you anything, you get up and you walk out because that's all you got.
Yeah. I want to talk about a real-world application here because I always brag on the Austin American Statesman, how they do a good job at keeping the issues at the forefront, even though they're a little bit liberal. And we got about 2 minutes left here, Lynn. They had a story on Friday that talked about the government shutdown stymies asylum cases. Mm-hmm. And here they're quoting immigration judge Dana Marks, former president of the National Association of Immigration Judges, who said she has at least 60 asylum hearings a day in her San Francisco courtroom. People don't realize how busy these judges are. And she says, quote, the cases that are not being heard right now, there is no readily available place to reschedule them until at least 2020 or beyond. There have been people waiting 8, 9, 10 years to get their asylum hearing, and the Democrats are precluding these hearings from taking place. And if you're now, in the last week, not able to see your immigration judge and have your case heard, you're going to have to wait another 9 years till 2020 or beyond.
Mm. It's crazy. I mean, this whole thing is exacerbating the situation. If she's doing that, 60 a day?
Yep.
She's going, okay, denied, next, approved, next, denied, next, approved. I mean, this is just moving them through like cattle through a chute. And so, it points, Jim, to the fact that whether you want to call it a crisis, whether you want to call it an emergency, whether you want to call it a bad situation, whatever you want to call it, people are flowing across that border in record numbers.
Okay, Lynn, I got to stop you there. We got to take a commercial break here on this week's edition of the Texas Insider. I want to get into some of the Democrat response because it even was here at the state level and talk about national presidential politics as well when we come back right here on the Texas Insider Show with our friend Lynn Woolley and Matt Alvarez behind the glass. We'll be right back.
It's my own design. It's my own remorse. Help me to the side.
Good job there, Matt Alvarez, producing the show behind the glass this morning. A little Van Halen, and I'm telling you, the politicians are jumping like nobody's business these days. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Carter. We're joined in studio today by our friend Lynn Woolley of Texas Talk Radio Hall of Fame. Came down from Temple, Waco, Killeen, and be sure and check us out for Lynn's articles and numerous others when you can, how you can. TexasInsider.org is the location. You'll see our lead article there right now is entitled Obama's border chief, Obama's border chief, his name was Mark Morgan, says, I believe in what the president's doing, talking about President Trump. When he says that it's a national security problem, he's absolutely correct. Who was on Tucker Carlson the other day. Lynn, I know you're a big fan of that. But
I am a huge fan of Tucker, and I happen to see that interview. I never miss Tucker Carlson. There's got to be a death in the family.
And, you know, here's the dilemma, because now Donald Trump's been saying he might provide executive orders or try and do it himself. Whether or not you've got the legal authority to do it is up for debate. I think that's going to continue to be an issue this next week or two, and that'll occupy some more time, and people are going to not be working, and people are not going to be having their asylum hearings and their legal immigration proceedings being heard. And yet here you've got, I think there's going to be more Democrats, as Lindsey Graham did this week, saying, President Trump, you should execute some national security steps, because we had President Trump's first immigration and custom enforcement official, Thomas Homan, come out a couple weeks ago, and his quote was, as far as crime coming across the border, ICE arrested 138,000 criminals last year. There's your data. Look at it. You can see why we need to build the wall. Arrests of MS-13 gang members this year is up 118%. I think there's going to be some more kind of division within each party on this in the coming weeks, Lynn. What do you think?
Well, I think there is. It gets down to when you've got Obama's border guy, and I happen to see that interview, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. saying that Trump is right. I don't imagine that Obama's head of the Border Patrol was a big Trump fan. I can't even imagine that. But, you know, it takes...
Those guys are objective, is what you're saying.
I think he's being objective.
Professionals who want to do the job, who are law enforcement. And here's his quote. He says, they're saying it works. Why aren't we listening to the experts who know what they're talking about on this issue, the people who do it every day? I don't understand it, unquote.
I read a Todd Gilman piece in the Dallas Morning News earlier this week. He said, border experts, Democrats, and Border Patrol officials say mm-hmm. that the wall will not work. And the Morning News printed that as gospel. I sent off a letter to Grant Moises, the publisher of the Dallas Morning News, and I said, when did you hire Jim Acosta?
What's he reading? That is actually
it's what's he smoking,
180 degrees the opposite from fact.
Well, but if the facts as presented on CNN and the facts as presented on Fox are different universes. Mm-hmm. Complete, total different universes. I think CNN has one guy that's somewhat fair, and I kind of enjoy him every once in a while, and that's Chris Cuomo. I think he has a pretty good show. He's obviously left of center, but he is nothing like Anna Navarro, Don Limon. Who else is on CNN? Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer, John King. Those guys are so far left that they don't even have a news network anymore.
I'm telling you, Lynn, I'm glad you mentioned this, because we got to remember, and this is why folks are Texas insiders, nobody predicted that Donald Trump would get through the Republican primary.
No.
Nobody predicted that Donald Trump could beat Hillary Clinton. Nobody predicted, and when I'm talking about these talking heads that you're talking about, would ever mm-hmm. pass a tax cut. People are the leftist sock puppet media, as I call them, are still in denial. And we've got another story up on Texas Insider right now that's entitled, Nancy Pelosi, Pay No Attention to Those Higher Paychecks. But never before have we had so many objectively incorrect and wrong experts who have face-planted themselves just in spades come back with such high degrees of certainty to be claiming they know what they're talking
about. That's the thing about Gilman at the Dallas Morning News. Gilman quotes experts. He never names them. And it's just you're supposed to believe
journalism.
It. Because, no, it's not journalism at all. It's the AP is just as bad. And Acosta, Jim Acosta on CNN, I was laughing a minute ago. You were busy talking on mic, and I was reading this headline on Fox.
Okay.
There was Acosta down in McAllen at the wall, and he was saying, there's no big rush to try to get over here. And the headline down below says, Acosta inadvertently provides proof that walls work.
Because he said that there he was at the wall, and the wall had stopped there was, the flow of illegals.
The wall had stopped the flow of illegals, and Acosta spun it that, well, there's really not a problem down here. Take the wall away and see if there's a problem.
Okay, I want to get into something here in this segment because I saw in the Statesman the other day as they were covering Donald Trump's trip to McAllen. And did you see, by the way, all the – I think there might have been thousands. I know I saw the Hidalgo County Republicans. There were some local radio shows doing Facebook feeds. There were supporters of Donald – of the wall down there. They weren't supporters mm-hmm. of Donald Trump. They were – law enforcement officials standing up with Donald Trump saying thank you. But here we had in the Statesman, State Rep Chris Turner of Grand Prairie, a suburb of Dallas. He's chairman of the Texas House Democrat Caucus. And we had our legislature go back in on Tuesday. They're going to be there for 140 days of lawmaking. And the Democrat chairman of the House Caucus here at our State House says, quote, Texans want to build schools, not walls. This ludicrous proposal from Donald Trump and Dan Patrick is inhumane and un-Texan. That old phrase, you know, this is not what America is anymore, just drives me nuts. And then he closes out by saying, our focus this session should be on bringing people together, not finding ways to sow fear and division. I just don't know how long the American people are going to be buying this line that we need to be bringing people together when the left is the ones that are out there sowing the division.
A question in my mind is, didn't we just in the last month send $10 billion to Mexico to help them shore up their southern border?
We did.
Why don't we send them $5 billion instead, put the other billion into the wall, and say Mexico paid for it?
That's a legitimate question.
It really is. And we send money to, what's this country down there Honduras.
Yeah.
How much money do we send down there?
Yep.
Why don't we send somebody down there to make sure that the foreign aid that we send down there is used to help the people in ways that we intend rather than being stolen by these crooked heads of state?
And all these politically, you're talking about some of the more policy issues.
Yeah.
Politically, what I'm trying to get at is that politics is the art of addition. The Democrats need to be growing their base. Republicans and Donald Trump need to be growing their base.
Absolutely.
That's what this is all about, who's going to be winning. And polls show that there was a couple polls this last week showing that more America that border security, and that's another distinction why you listen to the show, border security is a totally different issue than the border wall. But they're out there battling, and yet I just don't know how long the American people are not going to see the difference when Democrats keep going to the line that this is not who America is, but yet.
And while they're saying that, we're having a funeral for another policeman who was just killed by an illegal alien.
Exactly. And Donald Trump's going to continue to talk about that. I think his speech this week going directly to the American people, although he's not the best, you know, teleprompter reader. I'm sure if I'm a Trump advisor, you're thankful that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are the opposition.
Far worse.
The people that we've got right now as the faces of our political parties. And that's what the 2016 election was. The American voter walked into the voting booth and picked the lesser of two evils. But here you've got also, and we may spend our final segment on this, although I do want to commend at the local level, new House Speaker Dennis Bonin from Angleton for being elected on Tuesday to the House speakership over there, and congratulate Joe Strauss on 10 years of great work, where Greg Abbott and Dan Patrick and everybody else have said that we've had the most conservative legislative sessions in the history of Texas, and yet all these Republicans get from some of their wing nuts is a hot poke in the eye and a primary opponent. But here we've got now nationally with 2 minutes left, Lynn, Kamala Harris talking about running for president. And I think we're going to see something. We can talk about this more after the break. You've got Cory Booker. You've got Kirsten Gillibrand. They're all going to be hiring and announcing in the next couple of weeks, I think.
This is a joke. Fox was saying that their technicians were having problems doing a screen showing all the Democratic candidates because the pictures were so small to fit them all in. You know, I would ask you the question. You can ask me the question back. I think there's about four serious Democratic candidates that have a chance to win. Who do you think they are?
out of 37.
Out of 37.
Is the last number I saw. The top four, you're going to probably correct me or call me out, but you'd have to put Joe Biden in there.
At the top.
People still, I think, are thinking about Hillary Clinton and, you know.
I think Bernie Sanders
from there,
is
Bernie Sanders is the only other one I can come up with. We got 1 minute left.
Michelle Obama, if she decides to run, will be big. I don't know that I may disagree with you on something. I think Hillary Clinton's done. I think she, you can take her out of the oven and stick a fork in her.
But that doesn't mean she doesn't know that herself.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. She looks in the mirror. She doesn't see Hillary Clinton. She sees President Clinton. But I don't. I see washed up politician.
Okay, that's Lynn Woolley, our in-studio guest, drove in from Temple Waco, Killeen, from Texas Radio Hall of Fame. We're glad to have you in this weekend, Lynn. And we're going to take a short commercial break here finally before we come back and close out the week's activities. What is going to happen with the shutdown in the next week? Right here on Talk 1370, the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle, and we'll be right back. Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Matt Alvarez, for producing the show this weekend. Good one leading into our final action-packed segment here on this weekend's edition of the Texas Insider Show. We appreciate you joining us every Saturday during the lunch hour and keeping yourself up to speed on Texas and national politics. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org. When you want, how you want, we post about 10 or 15 articles a day, keeping you on the inside of Texas politics. We always like to say you're either an insider or you're not, as well as on Facebook, where we got about 40,000 followers there. Facebook and Twitter is just Texas Insider. And Lynn Woolley, I want to wrap up, and we've talked about any number of issues, but let's bring it down to the state level, because we did have the state legislature come into session there on Tuesday, both on the House and the Senate side. And we've talked about from the national perspective, you know, Donald Trump being on the tube Tuesday night addressing the nation. Then he was down in McAllen and on the border this Thursday, and we've got Elizabeth Warren and others we talked about last segment having to factor in this whole border issue. And then you've got, you know, the Lindsey Grahams of the world saying Donald Trump ought to be doing something with his executive powers. I think you're going to, we've talked about, see some Democrats possibly be saying that this border issue, at least on the border states, these border law officials want and have supported. There was a big press conference 10 days ago in the White House with all the border union officials, police unions, the border security folks backing Donald Trump, saying we do need to build the wall. But here we had the legislature come back in at the local and the state level, and Dennis Bonin over on the House side has been sworn in as the new Speaker of the House. And we're going to be talking about the Texas legislature for the next 140 days. I saw in the Statesman the other day, Dennis Bonin said while he was accepting the speakership, he said, my job is simple. Bring passionate people to the table, then keep them in the room until we find a solution. That process is going to require a lot of tough questions with a little give and take. What's your thinking, Lynn? And you've covered the Texas legislature for 20 plus years, and here we go. Let the games begin under kind of a new, fresh coat of paint.
Well, I think that it's, if he thinks that's the simple thing, he may regret that having said that at some point. But it actually does work better, Jim, at the state level here in Texas than it does at the national level, where Pelosi walks into the room on the border wall and just says, no, we won't give you anything. So there's no compromise possible. You know, we can start with the bathroom bill. That's a social issue Texas Association of Business wasn't for it. Chamber of Commerce wasn't for it, all of that, because they thought it would hurt business.
Caused a special session 2 years
exactly.
ago.
But on the other hand, I'd just like to know what Jim Cardle's going to do the first time he's in a restroom and an obvious woman comes in and yeah. starts doing her business in the men's room. I'm not going to like it. I'm going to raise a little cane with whoever owns that particular bathroom. On the other hand, I'm an old guy that's been around for a long time. I've used a lot of bathrooms in a lot of hotels in downtown Austin and all across the country. I've never yet run into a female in a bathroom. Therefore, what I think Patrick was almost saying mm-hmm. when he said, let's just declare victory and go on, is it's really not that big a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two points of view. Number one, when I go to the men's room, I better not see a woman in there.
Okay.
I better not, because I'll probably throw her out. Number two, I'm not going to go into the ladies' room. You can count on that.
Okay.
Unless I take a custodial job and it's after hours, you know, and I got to clean the potty or something. But number three, the liberals, the Democrats, the Texas Association of Business, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the NFL, the NBA, which should butt out of our affairs, in my opinion.
Amen.
They need to recognize the fact that men and women are different. And because you wish it so, you can't change your gender. And that if you go into the operating room to change your gender, what you have is a hack surgeon who has just mutilated you.
Yep.
But you are still what you went in there as. You cannot change somebody's gender. It is physically impossible.
I know you've talked about this before for hours.
I'm passionate about it.
And I always like the thought that it's the X and the Y chromosome.
Exactly.
You know, gender is a made-up phrase. A lot of people won't realize it, but we didn't used to have the word gender. It's a predetermined thing that you're either an X or a Y chromosome, but yet the word gender allows you to get into the weeds and go off on some of these crazy issues. And you're right. There were some instances where men accosted women in the women's bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
There have been
issues like that.
But to the extent that it's a problem or not, here's what Governor Patrick said, because there was a press conference the other day in front of the governor's mansion. There's Greg Abbott, there's Dennis Bonin, the new speaker, and there's Dan Patrick. And, of course, the media is trying to bait the Republicans and get them to be divisive right off. And, of course, he's asked about the bathroom bill that you refer to. And Dan Patrick says, quote, "When you win the battle, you don't have to fight the battle again." And I think it's been settled. I think we won. Because, by and large, the issue is one that the general public is aware of. The issue is one in Texas, at least, that we don't have as a front around the kitchen table issue. And most importantly, the voters have spoken in this last election that they want elected officials to focus on things that are really important.
Well, I think so, too. I think the one place we didn't get the bill, so we don't have a victory in that sense. But I think the one place where we did lose on this was in our public school systems.
Yes.
There's at least one up at Fort Worth, north of Fort Worth, one of those suburban districts, that will let children go to the opposite sex bathroom if they identify as something. I mean, and that is a certain amount of silliness that the left gets involved in. I can look at you folks, and I know we don't video stream, tell you, Mr. Cardle's a guy. There is no question, and you can
Amen.
Identify as something else all day long. And the only other thing that I will refer to Mr. Cardle as is a horned frog. But other than that, he is male all the way. So am I. I'm happy that I was born male. If I'd been born female, I would have been happy with that. It's just something you cannot change.
It's interesting because you refer, it's the Fort Worth ISD that kind of launched everything.
Yeah.
But also our local Dripping Springs ISD has said that they are not going to tolerate harassment if boys and girls want to go into the opposite bathroom.
Nobody needs to be harassed, but if they have a situation like that and they don't want to get involved in it, send them into the bathroom and put a teacher out in front until that child gets through and let them come out, or a one-holer, as we call it, a single stall.
There you go.
But it is time to move on and do some other things, but there's another big story here involving LGBTQIA.
Uh-oh.
And that is that there are now five lesbian women in the state legislature, and they have formed Texas first LGBTQ caucus. And in fact, Julie Johnson of Carrollton is married to another woman, which is just, how in the world? I don't even understand the language. A woman cannot have a wife, can she? I mean, this is bizarre.
A bit of a linguistic conundrum.
Johnson became the first lawmaker whose same-sex spouse was invited to join the Legislative Ladies Club, a social group made up of the husbands and wives of Texas House members. I think we have screwed around with the language here, just like we did with abortion. Murdering an unborn child is called choice now, and it's just crazy. But this is where society is heading, and I put this on the shoulders of one person, and that's Barack Hussein Obama, because before, when he got into office, he was opposed to same-sex marriage. He defended DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, and when he changed, it seemed like the whole world did.
Okay, speaking of other issues, I got to give a shout out and commend our local Senator Kirk Watson, who this week was named by President of the Senate, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, to be the President pro tempore, which means he's number two ranking. He's going to be spending a lot of time in the Lieutenant Governor's chair when the Lieutenant Governor's off doing official business. It's kind of a ceremonial post. It usually goes to the same position as the party in power, but Dan Patrick's reaching across the aisle. Good for him, promoting Kirk Watson there. And yet, I want to just, in the 1 minute we got left, Lynn mentioned that in the Texas House, Zenfronia Thompson, as a lot of local aficionados know, nominated Dennis Bonin, and she said, quote, "Dennis wants to make sure everyone, no matter who you are, where you come from, and why you're here, has every chance to succeed. Dennis Bonin will be a fighter and a champion for this house, and we're going to have some property tax reform. You and I are going to get to talk about that.
And I think Bonin has seemed to please a lot of people on both sides of the aisle. So let's go in there, fight for our conservative values, and when the Democrats have a point on something, work with them. But let's hope we don't have an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez type that pops up.
Yep. I'll close with Governor Greg Abbott's quote from that press conference. He said that Abbott urged lawmakers to alter the arc of the future of Texas by addressing school shootings, campus safety, the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, and to make some changes in mental health. First and foremost, obviously, we got to take on school finance and the state budget, which is the only real thing they've got to do. Well, Lynn, as you taught me to say, we're going to put a plug in the jug. Talk to you next weekend, folks, and thanks for joining us on this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. Have a great Saturday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.